This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Oh, Jesus, Teresa, are you studying again? You do know what fun is, right?
Come on, get off your backside and come knock one back with us.
One?
What? Oh, did you think I meant a glass? Come knock back a bucket.
No, thank you. I have work to do.
Do you want to trade roommates, Jess? This one's too judgy.
Oh, mine's no better. Yours may be a stick in the mud, but mine's got a stick up her arse.
Do you suppose it's the same stick?
Oh, that make them sisters.
Sticksters.
Ooh, Teresa. You didn't tell us you had a stickster.
Any chance the two of you will pass out soon? Quietly?
Oh, she's probably going down in a minute or two. She had, what, a light beer and a half, hey, Mads?
Two light beers and a bahama...
A bahama mama? Doesn't that have, like, less than 2 ounces of actual alcohol?
Mama.
Who taught you to drink? Your grandmother?
Oi, not taking shots at Mads Graham.
Who shot my grandmother?
Hello.
Jesus!
Hello, Joseph.
Just, checking in. Everything okay here?
Someone shot my grandmother! Whoops! Fell down.
Is, that right? About her grandmother?
Not at all. They're very drunk.
Yeah, I see that. Not you, though.
In a little over 13 hours, we are going to be tested on the different monitoring devices on an Oz bridge. I think we owe it to our passengers to know which button makes coffee and which blows up the engines.
And why are either of those buttons on the bridge?
The way the Oz ships were built is an eternal mystery. I intend to solve mine.
You're wasting your time. They're Oz ships. They're like point-and-shoot cameras.
Now who are we shooting?
Put your head back down on that shoe. There's a good girl.
There's a foot in it.
Yes.
It smells bad.
Mine. Please try not to throw up on it.
Oh, now that you mention it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, don't worry. I've got a bucket.
Oh, move over, Mads. That floor looks comfy.
Get your elbow off mine. Seriously?
God help the crew and passengers if either of them actually gets to captain.
They're not bad girls. Just young.
And stupid.
I prefer foolish. Yeah, stupid works.
You check in on us a lot. Any particular reason?
Well, Madeline is the only cadet assigned to bunk with an assassin. So there's that.
You've been doing some research, I see.
Yeah, well, I try to keep up.
Well, try harder. My brother is the assassin, not me.
Way I hear it, you're trained in the family business.
Way I hear it? I'm not the only one here with a questionable family business.
Me? I'm just the humble janitor.
Is that right?
Look, Madeline is special.
She does hold the dorm record for most bubbles popped while holding one's breath underwater. She practiced in our bathtub for days for that coveted title.
See? Special.
Are you her father or something?
Good Lord, you watch too many soap operas. No, I'm not her dad. But I did know him. May he rest in pieces.
He's dead? But I met him on move-in day.
Yeah, that fellow is no more her dad than you are.
Really? Do tell.
Okay, you've got studying to do, young lady.
Oh, I was taking a break anyway.
It's not really my story to share.
I may not have taken up the family mantle, Joe, but I was trained in the business, which means two things that are pertinent to this conversation. One, I can protect Madeline. And two, I am a vault of secrets. None escape me.
You take on the task of protecting Madeline. No matter what.
If given a reason...
There's a plot I've been hearing tell of. Some pretty nasty people planning some pretty nasty things.
Well, that's hardly novel information.
She may not look it, lying on the floor, drooling on your shoe.
Ah, that explains why my toes are wet.
But when the time comes, she'll be the one we need. I'm playing a long game with a lot of moving pieces.
You engineered this? You put us in a room together.
Like I said, the long game.
What if I'd said no? I mean, I don't actually like her.
Yeah, well, she grows on you.
Like mold?
Why do you ask that?
Because her drool is slightly greenish in hue.
Yeah, cream de menthe? I don't know. Look, I've done my research. Underdogs are your thing. That gal snoring on the floor is the ultimate underdog in the fight for the galaxy.
You're not actually telling me much of anything.
All right, fine. Look, her real dad was a complete dick who went by Inebrius Immobilis. Richer than Midas and tighter than a fist. He never gave a penny to the high school sweetheart he impregnated, just pushed her off onto a buddy like the sloppy seconds he thought of her as.
You were in love with her!
Nope. There's no big romance here, hard as you try. Inebrius was part of the plot. The failed poet in me would love to see the daughter he rejected take it down.
If she's supposed to save the galaxy, shouldn't she be training? Learning to fight? Maybe she should have a basic understanding of an Oz ship? I doubt she could recognize a pair of night vision goggles if they were on her head.
Yeah, well, she's already got the skills she needs, but you go ahead and see if you can't get her to crack a book now and again. Couldn't hurt. But a word of warning. Assassins have been disappearing at a faster clip than usual. Keep a sharp eye.
I'm not an assassin.
Yeah, you have the skills. And I bet you have an assassin name already. Right?
The guild refers to me as the Albatross. But I prefer Teresa.
It's Tixter.
You and your flashbacks, come on. Wouldn't it be quicker just to tell the audience who she is?
And miss out on all the nuance?
I wouldn't mind missing out on all the drool. Ugh.
You're lucky I cut the scene when I did. The projectile vomiting came next. That's the last time she drank creme de menthe.
This is what you consider nuance, is it?
To fully understand these people, you need to know where they come from.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. Now, who the hell is Donna.
Funny you should ask. That's weird. That never happened before.
Maybe alarm. Try somebody else.
Alarm.
Wait.
Alarm.
Is that you?
Does it sound alarm. Like me?
Well.
Alarm.
It alarm. Used to.
Alarm.
Why is the alarm going off? What the alarm. Hell is going on?
Why alarm. Is the alarm going off? What the alarm. Hell is going on?
We're all here together, Colin. Alarm. You know as much as anyone.
Another oil ship has come up alongside.
I thought there weren't any more.
How do you know that, Jesse? These sensors are offline.
Yeah, but that window works pretty well.
Shall I kill the alarm? We want those two blokes with the bad reviews to get annoyed again.
God, these things are ugly from the outside.
What's it doing? What is that?
I believe they're trying to dock us.
Well, that's just rude. They can go dock themselves.
Right. Alarm. No answer. Of course. Alarm. Excuse me for a sec.
Ugh! Already this nefarious plan is in motion!
We've got another problem.
Now what?
Pod Bay 3. It's awake. They're awake. All of them.
How did that ship reach us so fast? We've been flying for months.
We've been flying in circles and zigzags for months. We haven't actually gone that far.
Oh, hey, Al.
Are we all here now?
Not the two-headed fellows. They are missing.
But surely we can soldier on without them, hmm? It'd be good to know where they are so they don't blunder in and bollocks things up.
Ha! Long story short, there's little chance of that. Carry on.
Carry on doing what?
With the mumbo and jumbo in, you know.
I'm thinking this is not wise. These Zhaotorium fellows are very close now. What if they were to capture all of these objects? Plus my Olivia.
Yeah. What if they were to capture Olivia, hmm? Also, did anyone hear the bit about Pod Bay 3?
Attention! I have a plan. Pursuits, we hand the tiny green person over, eh? Then they take our zombies and our nasty plants and the wee little nose boogers and poof poof, fly away.
And blow us out of the sky as they go. This is your plan?
But you have not heard the crafty beat. We give the Pod Bay 3 peoples Vuga, Finger, sandwiches.
Like bait traps for ants.
Persasimo.
When this is over, and we have copious leisure time to lie in the sun of the bioswamp, I'll detail for you all of the things that are wrong with this plan.
Yeah. Does anyone have a better plan? Anyone?
You can't seriously be entertaining.
Ha! Oxymoron! Seriously entertaining. Wow, those old Reader's Digest really are increasing my word power.
We don't have much time. That tractor beam is going to lock onto us.
They have a tractor beam? How come I don't have a tractor beam?
I just scanned their ship and they have lots of things we don't. Like weapons. Lots of weapons.
And where are my weapons?
You don't have weapons.
I am begging your pardons. I am registered as lethal with the Assassin's Guild.
Oh, come on, Freeze. Your breath isn't that bad.
Well, we have something they don't have. Four things they don't, to be exact.
Plus one.
Well, actually, I was thinking...
Don't.
A spy on the inside. One with the ability to take over their ship.
Not in this form. And I don't reckon I have time to redigitize. Also... No.
It could be a huge advantage. How long does it take to become digital?
Well, I've never actually done it before, but I reckon it'll take at least... I don't want to.
Olivia, you have a chance to save many lives. A couple of them worthwhile.
I've already done that. Do you have any idea how much of Sweden would be left if I hadn't intervened?
How much?
Now is not the time to make calculations.
8%. And most of that is really alien, covered in goat dung and yodlers.
Mein Liebchen. Donker for Sweden. Yes, but I think you'll find there is more to be done here.
You know, this is very much like a scene in my novel.
Nope.
Why not?
I want to hear it first.
Why, Leet? Of course, comment retracted.
Way to take one for the team, Leet. Give me some skin.
Somebody owes me a cookie. Peanut butter.
with the crisscross lines on top.
Oh, yes. Oh, with the crisscross fork lines. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, no, let's not force Olivia to do this if she's afraid.
If she's what now?
Afraid. It's perfectly understandable. Those fellas over there are scarier than hearing the wheeze of an almost empty syrup dispenser on a Saturday morning an hour before face-off.
Face-off? My God, what do you people do for fun?
I'm not afraid, you giant leg wogon tattoo dispenser. I'm just not suicidal.
Look, we really need to finish off this plot line, so could you just jump on over already?
So, here is a thing that is happening.
Oh boy, that can't be good.
Is that what I think that is?
Almost certainly not, but give it a go.
Zombies?
Nope, that is the regurgitated contents of Pod Bay 3. Not subject to the murder protocol. So awake and not likely to croak in the immediate future.
You sure? They're on the Oz-9.
In fair point. Very likely to croak in the near future due to ineptitude rather than the murder protocol.
Hey!
They're shuffling and mumbling like zombies.
Well, they haven't used their legs in months. And they've been awake nearly an hour without the substance they need to function.
Coffee?
Obsequiousness. That lot can't go half a day without someone kissing their off.
Hey! I resent... No. No, I don't. The withdrawal is terrible.
How would you know?
So, we have the Earth baddies getting ready to board our ship, and the Pod Bay 3 baddies coming to meet them. We're going to be trapped between them in about, how long do we have, Olivia?
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Olivia?
She's gone.
But she was just here!
What happened to her?
Oh boy, I fear the worst.
Fear the worst? She was literally seven lines ago.
Oh, I see you're counting lines again.
Rude.
Oh, Mrs. Sheffield's gone too.
Did they disappear or just wander off?
Yes, hello dears. Olivia and I are on the bridge. The regular one.
How did they get up there so fast?
Well, right. Your AI has been hiding some, shortcuts from you, right? Yes, there's rather a lot to do and far too little time to do it in. So Olivia is re-digitizing so we can sneak aboard their Oz ship.
The Oz to see.
Wait. Hang on just a moment.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And Pluto's up here with us, too. Yes. Scared seven flavors of wine comes out of me appearing out of nowhere like that. But there you are. Just concentrate, dear girl, would you please? Right, it's not long before the plants detect us, especially now there are two ships hanging up here like fruit ripe for the plucking.
Stop with the redigiting, please!
Don't forget the tractor beam.
Oh, yes, Ben. Yes, yes, I was likely to do that, given the frequent hull splintering shudders and vibrations of the ship and the hollering just outside the window. Thank you, Ben.
Mrs. S., be nice to Ben, please.
Ugh, not you too.
Am I in a valley deep hole? Have I passed over to the other side? Hello?
What do you mean, not me too?
Never mind. Look, you all carry on with the mumbo and the jamboing. Not that that was getting us anywhere. Look, Olivia and I will just toddle over to the Ostasy and see what we can do about derailing a nefarious plan or two, okay?
Do I have to be nice to Ben? I guess I could give him a Jolly Rancher. I don't really like Jolly Ranchers. Is that nice or not?
Bridge out!
I sort of like the red ones, but then I don't want to...
Oh, stop! For goodness sakes!
Did you need something, Doc?
Olivia, she cannot redigity thingy without me! Clara! Clara!
I think they turned the comms off.
Captain Madeline, you must know the quick way back to the bridge.
Dude, I don't know any way back. I figured we'd have Olivia or be dead, so I didn't really pay attention.
Oh my god! This is not the time to be... you!
Oi!
I know the way, but maybe first you tell me why you need to be there?
You know the shortcut down here? Why didn't we take it?
It's not... reliable.
What does that mean?
I don't think that ship cares about actually docking. Once they figure out where the Pod Bay 3 folks are, they're likely to just cut a hole in the ship and suck them out. Like a space lamprey.
Greg's right.
Alrighty, friends. Time to thaw out the skidoo and skedaddle.
Skedaddle where, exactly?
To the bridge.
No, we need to get to where the Pod Bay 3 people are. They've stopped moving, see? I think Greg's right. They're gonna breach the hull.
Hey, everyone. I think the mumbo-jumboing is starting to work. There's a hole under the ship. Look!
Is that a hole? How is there just a hole hanging there in space?
That's a portal. And a big one.
Do we go through it?
And is that another one?
Where?
Foreman, in the bottom of the ship. Look!
Cool.
Why aren't we being sucked out?
There's some sort of membrane over the hole. You can see it wobbling in the light. That's disgusting.
Is this supposed to happen? I don't remember reading about this in the sacred text.
It's getting rather big.
The objects! Grab the objects!
Damn it! Get the game!
I guess that means we're going in there, huh?
Captain Madeline, what do you think?
I think I need a minute to assess. Well, that was a short minute. Is Olivia back online?
Not just yet, no. Is that soaring, I hear?
It is. Mrs. S, do you see the large yellow button with the arrow pointing down on it?
Is that one next to the flashing pink lights?
It is.
No, Madeline!
I see it.
Press it.
Sorry. You didn't say.
Wait! Are you sure?
Mad Pants, you know what that button is, right?
Press it, Mrs. S. And hold on to your milk, everyone.
What button is it?
Gravity.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh my god, here we go, here we go! Hold on, here we go!
Ah! Oh, this is no good!
Oh god, I feel nauseous! I feel nauseous!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop!
I need to talk to you!
Then she swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.